The Vietnam War, it's over.
Your job's just begun.
A new HBO original limited series.
Welcome to the world of Spycraft. Strap in.
From executive producers Park Chan-wook and Robert Downey Jr.
What are you concealing?
Based on the Pulitzer Prize-winning novel by Viet Thanh Nguyen.
What if I told you that I was a communist spy?
How did you become this?
The Sympathizer, streaming April 14th on Max. Subscription required.
The Single Mom Success Podcast, episode 47.
Set your goals, not your resolutions, because if you're like me, let's see, we're on the 13th day of the month when I'm recording this. A lot of you have already broken one, if not all, of your resolutions.
This is the Single Mom Success Podcast, where we cover all the glorious mess that is life as a single parent and how you can navigate through to become the best version of yourself and how to live the life you desire. Do you want to get weekly email reminders of your awesomeness? Head on over to thesinglemomblog.com to sign up today. Now, let's get started. Hey everybody, and welcome to today's Single Mom Success Podcast. How are you today? I hope you are fabulous, because you are. You're fabulous. You should feel fabulous. So I'm diving right into today's topic. It's a new year, 2017. We have a new president coming in, and I'm going to admit I'm horrified and terrified and just praying to God our country doesn't get blown up. And if you're a Trump supporter, I apologize. If you're a Trump supporter, I'm amazed that you're on my podcast still. But regardless, if you are, I welcome you, just like everybody else, though you probably will not agree with many of the things that I say on my podcast. But if you are here, welcome. I gotta admit, I'm kind of scared shitless of the Trump presidency. It's a little bit disturbing. But it brings about kind of the topic of this podcast. I was going to do a podcast about New Year's resolutions and how they don't really work and how, you know, a better way to approach that. And I may still do something like that, but it just didn't quite seem kind of in line with what I had going on right now, and things that are going on in our country and the news and everything like that. So, I wanted to dive into this one because, and it does sort of go along with the whole new year and resolutions concept, but it's a little different. So this podcast is about setting intentions, and it's not necessarily goals, right? It's a little different than goals. Goals are actual attainable, you know, quantifiable things that you can actually do, which is I recommend doing instead of resolutions. And that kind of goes into what the other podcast was going to be about. Oh, well, hell, you know what? I'll roll it all in. So my thing with resolutions has always been they're setting resolutions or creating New Year's resolutions always comes with this connotation in my mind of it's sort of like they're already pre-built with a back door, right? To get out. Because everybody thinks about resolutions is, okay, if I create a resolution, so you've already sort of got it in the back of your mind of, okay, when am I going to break this resolution, right? People who make a New Year's resolution to go to the gym every day. And so, and I have a really great friend, his name is Diablo. It's actually David, but he calls himself Diablo. He's up in the Springs and he's a, you know, a DJ and he does all this great stuff and he's a riot. He's one of my best friends. I love him to pieces, even though I don't get to see him very often. He talks about every year, the beginning of the year, he hates going to his gym. he says, I have to figure out either I come so early that none of the New Year people are here, or I have to figure out a time, you know, when they're the least likely to show up. He goes, because at the beginning of the year, they take over my gym and they piss me off because they're, and he knows that they're not going to be there in a couple of months. So January is like his least favorite time of the year when it comes to his gym, because he says it gets overrun by the New Year's resolution people. And then probably about February, March, it goes back to pretty close to normal. but it's true. It is. It's sort of like the second you make a resolution, you're already thinking somewhere in the back of your head. It's already that niggling thing. And if you're honest with yourself, you know it's true. That you're going to break it. Somewhere back there, you're going to break it. So resolutions sort of come with that connotation, right? Of, you know, I'm going to break it. Here's the other reason I don't like New Year's resolutions. Because once they're broken, you figure, oh, I broke it, so you don't get back on the horse, right? I fell off the diet wagon. I broke my resolution. Screw it. and you don't get back on, right? You don't try again. And so they just have that negative sort of feeling to me. So I always say, instead of setting resolutions or making New Year's resolutions that you know you're likely going to break, set goals for yourself. Because goals have a different sort of mindset behind them, right? This is a goal. I have this goal. My goal is to go on another cruise with my kids. And here's the thing. The thing about goals is they're huge. You can have huge, monumental, enormous, you know, goals for yourself, for your life, for your business, for your family. And you can look at them and go, oh, I don't even know how I'm going to make that happen. But goals can then be broken down. Like I said, they're quantifiable. You can say, okay, here's my big giant goal. Now, what little mini goals can I put into place that will help me achieve that goal? Right? So my goal is to go on another cruise with my kids. Okay, that's a roughly $6,000-$7,000 expense, right? Or more, depending on where we go. So I can't come up with that right now, obviously. I don't really just have that kind of money just laying around as a single parent. So what can I do? How can I make that happen? Okay, so the first thing I can do is stop eating out as much. Kids and I eat out quite a bit because we're pretty busy and I'm tired and hell, you know, most of the time I don't want to cook. That's just life. So we eat out a lot. That affects our budget. So instead of eating out, I'm going to take the money that I would have spent eating out and I'm going to put it in a savings account. I'm going to save. I'm going to save money by doing that. I'm going to break it down into this other goal. I need to lose 35 pounds. Well, I'm not going to lose 35 pounds by the end of the week, right? I wish I could. God, how nice would that be, right? If you could just drop 35 pounds in a week. And so that's a pretty big goal, right? Dropping 30 pounds, 35 pounds. You know, I've already lost 20, which yay! But dropping 35 pounds, it takes time. It takes changes, right? So you can make those mini goals. I am going to go to the gym 5 times a week. Or if I don't like the gym, I'm going to walk on my treadmill 5 times a week. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that, right? So you can break those things down. So goals become more manageable, right? As far as I'm concerned, it's not a New Year's resolution of I'm going to quit smoking, which by the way is one of the hardest resolutions, right? I don't know most people that make it to that resolution. When I was younger and out and was able to go out and spend time with my friends on New Year's Eve, pre having kids, or even after I had kids, if I was able to magically get a sitter, going out and saying, oh, my New Year's resolution is to stop smoking, but I'm out with my friends and I'm drinking, the odds of me quitting smoking when midnight hits are zero. It's not going to happen. So, you know, it's just one of those things of just setting goals. Goals are so much better because they can be spread out over time. You can break them down. And they don't have that negative connotation to them, right? Of, I'm going to already break this. And so that kind of revolves back into, and it rolls into intentions. And intentions are different than goals. They kind of go hand in hand. But it's, intentions are sort of more of a mindset, right? So what are your intentions? What are you putting out there? What are you putting out there for the universe? This is my intention. You know, and you can call them resolutions, you can call them goals, but really it's an intention because it's a mindset. So these are things like, they're not quantifiable, they're not necessarily tangible, like I'm going to save money, right? That's a tangible thing. I'm going to, you know, do the cruise, or I'm going to, you know, lose weight, I'm going to watch what I eat, you know, things like that. Those are things that are sort of tangible and you can work with them, see them, touch them, measure them, things like that. Whereas intentions are all about sort of changing your mindset and having a shift in that aspect. So when looking at that type of stuff, I sit there and I say, okay, what are your intentions for the year or for the month or for your life just in general, right? Moving forward, setting those intentions. And so it's all about the mindset. And this also kind of brings it back around to the election and Donald Trump. Because I have such strong feelings for Donald Trump, it's very difficult for me to be open-minded. And I try really hard to be open-minded, but there has been so much that has gone on with him and his campaign and now his presidency and everything that's gone on just in the past couple of weeks, that make it very difficult They make it very difficult. Now, there are many people out there who support him, who are all for him, and I understand to an extent the reasons why. And I'm not here to say anything about, I'm not saying you're wrong. I'm not saying that you should believe what I believe, because that's not how I work. I will be the first to admit that I don't understand fully why people would continue to support Trump. Because again, he rubs me, he goes against my grain. Now here's the thing, knowing that there are people out there who believe very differently than I do and have different belief structures and moral codes and compasses than I do. I do understand that they see it from a different perspective than I do. So I can actually kind of be open-minded in that aspect. But I don't understand for me personally, I can't get behind a lot of what's gone on. And again, that's just because it is so anti, you know, he's sort of like my anti-matter to matter type of thing, right? As far as I'm concerned. But my intention and what I'm trying to put out there this year, and it's very difficult. I fail miserably at it a lot of times. If you see my Twitter feed, you know this. But I try, but there are some things that just incest me so, like, I get so mad and so upset with some of the things that happen that it just sort of comes out, and I, yeah, I try to rein it in, but I'm not always that great at it. So for example, if you've been paying attention to the news and everything that's been going on lately, Congress has finally made their first steps towards repealing Obamacare. Getting the ACA completely gutted and taken out. This upsets me, and it upsets me on a very high level. And again, I can go and understand from a secondary point, not everybody feels the same about the Affordable Care Act as I do. For some people, it costs them more money. For some people, they don't like the fact that the government is telling them they have to buy insurance or they get penalized. They don't like any of that. And I totally, totally get it. I understand the reason that you don't like it. But understand, you're upset because you have to pay higher premiums or whatever the case may be. But there are millions of people who have insurance now who couldn't have it before because of the Affordable Care Act. So I get why money-wise or principal-wise you don't like it. There are millions of people that have benefited. There are. And the reason that I love it has nothing to do with me. I've gone decades of my life without having insurance because either my employer didn't cover or didn't provide it. I worked part-time. I worked for temp agencies. I was working as waitress at a bar. I mean, there was lots of different places that I worked that just didn't provide health insurance, and I couldn't afford it by myself. And so I just didn't have it. I was fine with it. I would be on death's door before I would let anybody take me to a doctor or a hospital because I couldn't afford any of the Medi-Cal. I couldn't afford to have those kind of expenses and bills. However, I was fine with that, and I will go back to it. I don't care. If that's what I have to do, I'll go back to it. But do not take away the ability for my children to be insured. And that's what upsets me the most about this, because that is the thing that I absolutely adore the Affordable Care Act for. My boys at 5 months old, through no fault of their own and none of their own doing, had traumatic brain injuries. And I remember after everything was said and done and they were a little bit older, I was working for a company. I had medical insurance through them. It came out of my check. I went to, and they were changing providers. And I remember the person came into our office and talked to us about the new policy and all the other stuff and blah, 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 blah. We all sat down for the meeting and it was great. And we were all like, okay, cool, great, thank you. And then as we were walking out, I walked up to the lady and I said, okay, so here's my question. My children are not on my insurance right now. Can I put my children on my insurance? And she goes, well, of course you can put your children on your insurance. I said, okay. I said, now they both have traumatic brain injuries. And she looked and goes, oh, yeah, I'm sorry, honey. We can't do that. That would be considered a, a pre-existing condition and we don't insure. My two-year-olds were not allowed to get insurance because of something that their dipshit father did. And that right there is the only reason I love Obamacare. So to tell me that they're going to repeal it and they're just going to gut it without explaining to me what you have in place to replace what you're pulling is irresponsible to me. I don't like it. I don't like feeling, I mean, it's bad enough that we already always feel we're being left in the dark by our government, right? We always feel like our government's doing stuff that we don't know about behind the scenes. And they are. I mean, they're government, right? They're making deals with countries and they're trying to keep peace and they're trying to make money and they're trying to, you know, I'm sure that, I mean, there's millions of things going on in the back that we don't know, right? It just is. I accept that. Okay. However, being kept in the dark about policy that directly affects me is scary and it makes me very angry. So I have been very vocal the last couple of days in regards to Donald Trump and the fact that I think, and Congress for voting to gut Obamacare without explaining to me how we're going to be taken care of moving forward. Like, what are we going to do? And so it's very scary to me. It's very frustrating because here's my thing, and here's what I think that a lot of my conservative friends and people who kind of get on there and bitch and moan about, you know, oh, you're a lefty, and oh, do you need a safe space? No, I don't. I need a government that tells me what the hell is going on. That's what I need. I don't need a safe space. I just need somebody that I feel like I can trust, that actually I feel has my best interests at heart, running the country, and I don't have that right now, and that's what bothers me the most. That's what bothers me the most. I'm trying to set that intention that I am going to have an open mind, right? Regardless of what's gone on in the past, regardless of the election process and the campaign. And like, once he became president, I gave him that kind of clean slate, right? That was my intention. I set that intention. Once he became president and I realized, okay, there's nothing that can be done about this, what is my intention? I want to try and at least try, right? And every day I hope for a glimmer, just a tiny glimmer of hope that this man actually is going to do something good. And I realize that there are many people who follow him who are like, oh yeah, he's going to build the wall and he's going to gut Obamacare. That's what we want. That's good. I don't see that as good. I don't see pulling millions of people from having insurance without giving them any clue as to what's going on is good. I don't see it as that. I don't see telling taxpayers, we're going to make you pay for a wall and cross our fingers that Mexico's going to pay us back as good. Because here's the thing, and everybody's like, oh no, it'll happen. Really? Because what are you going to do if it doesn't? What if it doesn't happen? Because he can sit there and spout. He said a lot of things. I mean, this is the man who said, if I win, I'll show you my tax returns. Didn't do it. Says he's not gonna. He's still spouting the same bullshit he spouted during his campaign. I haven't seen anything even remotely presidential. Not one thing come from this man. I see a big baby up there who throws fits on Twitter and still is attacking Hillary like he's running against her. He's not. She disappeared. She's done. She's not running against you anymore. You know, I'm trying really hard to set that intention, but it's, oh boy, man, that's a challenge. And that's the thing with intentions. They will be challenged all the time. You know, I'm still setting that intention. There's still that hope. I'm praying. I don't even pray. I'm hoping. Like, anything to make me feel like maybe this won't be the biggest shitstorm of the century, millennium, ever, right? So I really want to set that intention, and that one's my hardest one. That's my hardest one. I started with that one because that's my hardest one, because it's challenged daily. almost on the hour it's challenged. But there are other intentions. My intention, you know, I set the intention that I am 100% committed to being my true, authentic self, who I am. And sometimes that's in conflict with the other intention of trying to give Donald Trump a chance. Because my true and honest self wants to reach through the computer screen or the TV and slap him a lot. So that's one of my intentions, to stop being whatever it is that I think, like, I've told myself a story for a lot of my life of I need to be this or that in order to fit in with whatever social norm is out there, right? Of who I should be or whatever, you know, or a standard that I held myself to because of some preconceived notion of what I was supposed to do or who I was supposed to be or how I was supposed to act, or a preconceived notion of, you know, if I believe this or if I feel this or I think about this or I talk about this or I dress this way, people are going to look at me like I'm strange. And so I don't, right? And I find that that's sort of killed a lot of my happiness, which is not good. Not to say I'm not a happy person. I'm usually a pretty happy person. Though I do notice that I feel like there's sort of something keeping me weighed down. Like I wear this like blanket over top of me to kind of make sure that none of my weird seeps out or whatever, right? So, So my intention that I set for myself this year is happiness. That's my intention. What makes me happy? To be damned or hell with anybody who doesn't like it, what makes me happy? Right? Because I need to be happy. I need to be happy to be a better person for myself, for my kids. And I want my kids to do and follow whatever their heart tells them. You know, of course not, you know, blindly. I mean, still use some common sense. Don't just go, oh, I'm going to quit high school and go play music down on the 16th Street Mall. I want you to still finish high school. Like, I still want you to do, you know, certain things. But I want you to be happy. I don't want you to not follow a passion because you think people will think it not okay. Right? I tell my daughter all the time, you know, and this is something, you know, sometimes my ex and I get in a clash about that because, you know, they're like, oh, well, you know, she's dressed this, or, you know, my daughter will come home and tell me, they make me change out of my clothes when I get there because they don't like what I went to their house in. And I say, but you dressed yourself. And she goes, I know, which basically ends up making her feel, because I'm sure in their mind they think, oh, Heather put her in, told her to wear these clothes and they're not great, so we want to change. So I'm sure in their mind, you know, they're just putting her in stuff that they think will be cuter, right? But in reality, she's been dressing herself for the past several years. And I've always told her, I don't care what you wear, as long as it's age appropriate, weather appropriate, and it fits. That's it. All I care about, oh, and it's clean. Please let it be clean, right? So those are my four standards. Weather appropriate, age appropriate, it fits, and it's clean. That's what you need to wear. Other than that, go to town. If you want to wear a neon green t-shirt with a bright purple tutu and orange striped leggings, and that's how you feel, then let your freak flag fly, babe. You're cool. Go for it. That's what you want to wear. Because it's you. It's you get to do what you want. It's your body. It's you dress how you feel. My daughter's socks never match. They never match. And my socks don't match. Unless by some happenstance, I get two pair of matching socks in the laundry. But when I go through all of my clothes, and you people know what I'm talking about, when I go through folding all the clothes and we get to the socks, there's always inevitably those two or three socks, or there's just one of them. You don't know where the other one is. It's probably in another load of laundry somewhere. It might be under a bed. It could have gotten eaten. For all I know, the dogs took it out in the backyard and buried it. But I don't have it right now. I used to keep a basket of socks just to wait until I could potentially find the match. And I finally said, you know what? This is ridiculous. They cover my feet. They cover my feet, and then my shoes cover the socks. I don't give a crap if my socks match. I don't care. I don't care if they match. My daughter's socks, she doesn't care if they match. Hell, for some people, it's a trend to wear socks that don't match. I don't care. I don't care. They cover my feet. They serve their purpose. If they match, great. If they don't care. Right? So I want my children to have that. I want that carefree, I'm going to be me. I'm going to do me to the best of my ability. And that's all that really matters, right? And that is my intention for this year. My intention is to get back to my center, that place that was happy. Not that I'm not, like I said, I am happy. But that true, genuine, inner, I feel totally at ease with who I am and where I'm at and how I feel and what I'm doing. And I'm living that purpose. Like, I'm living my purpose and what is important to me. And it's not just that I'm a mom and that I take care of my kids, because that's the other thing, right? A lot of what's gone on has always been, I have to be a mom. I'm a mom, I'm a mom, I'm a mom. And somewhere in that, I lost that me part, right? I mean, she's still pretty much there, but it's, I don't remember what it feels like to just be happy and not worry about what anybody thinks about what it's taking for me to be happy. And so that's my intention, my happiness, and the intention of just not listening to the outside noise, right? Not caring about, you know, this is what I want to wear and I love it. And I don't care if people think I look silly. Now, mind you, I'm not going out there with like a clown outfit on, but if that was what I really wanted deep down in my heart and that's what would make me happy, then I want to feel like I can do that without worrying about it. But so often, like, I'll go shopping for clothes and I'm like, oh, I love that. And then there's this automatic in the back of my head of, oh God, maybe I'll look dumb in that, or will people think, and I don't know why. It seems really stupid, right? Because they're not shopping with me. And to be perfectly honest, I don't have anybody that I need to impress. I really don't. So that's my intention for the year. So it's, like I said, so you see what I mean? It's different than a goal, right? It's not a tangible, quantifiable thing. It's an intention. And your intention can be, so I've got the intention of trying to be more open-minded and accepting and tolerant of the incoming administration, right? And hoping and trying to be hopeful instead of negative. That's an intent. I'm trying really hard. He's not making it easy for me, but I'm trying. And then there's the intent of, for me, happiness and finding myself and just that being true to myself, right? Not worrying about what anybody thinks or what they'll feel or if they'll judge me, to just not really give a shit about that. Just be very true to myself and the happiness that will come from that. That's my intent. So I've set those for myself. That's the mission for this year. And my intent to, you know, accept the success and happiness. And those are my intents. So for you, for this year, that would be my wish for you, right? Do those two things. Set your goals, not your resolutions, because if you're like me, let's see, we're on the 13th day of the month when I'm recording this. A lot of you have already broken one, if not all, of your resolutions. So set some goals, because here's the great thing about goals too. If you mess up, you go, well, crap, let's try again tomorrow. A lot of times with resolutions, people don't think that way. Oh, I broke it. All right, I'm done. Screw it. Guess we'll wait until next year, right? So don't do that. Set goals. Set goals for yourself. Goals can be managed. Goals, if you mess up, you can move them on to the next week and go, okay, didn't quite make the goal that week. Next week, this is my goal. It's my goal again. And I'm going to keep it until I get it. Until I get it done. And you can track it. There's planners out there. There's so many of them. I have one at thesinglemomblog.com. If you go to the weekly planner. There's actually a sidebar where there's a planner, right? And it's a free download. You can, for 2017, it's just a weekly planner. It's a calendar. It's very basic. There's not a lot to it. But it's nice to have. You could print it out and put it in a binder. And then, it's got like a section for notes. It's got a section for, you know, where you could track like your meals, if that's something that you're tracking to help lose weight, or to plan out your meals, right? This is what I'm going to eat for the week. You also have a section for habit tracking. So if you want to start developing a new habit or a new, habit or process for yourself or whatever the case may be, you can have that where you can track it for every day. Every day I want to take my vitamins. Every day I want to clean my bathroom, you know, sink. Every day I want to, you know, work out, right? Whatever the case may be, and just, you know, sort of start tracking it. And that's simple and it's free. You know, you can just download it and print it out. But there's other ones that are out there that are great that help you with goal setting and things of that nature. But all of them are, you know, if you don't make this small goal, it's okay. Just move it forward and go for it again, right? Just keep working on it. And you'd be surprised how often writing things down really helps sort of solidify it for you. If you write them down, I'm writing down my goal, I'm writing down whether I met it, you know, things of that nature. I also have a goals and vision planner, which is like, I think it's like $5 to download. It's not free, but it's, you know, it's more in depth of breaking down your goals. What are your intents? How are you going to meet them? You know, and just doing it in stretches. So, I have that one, but there's so many, you can find them everywhere. Goal planners, you know, vision planners, there's all sorts of things you can do. But set those goals for yourself, because that's how you move forward. That's how you make change in your life. But don't look at them as resolutions, because those super easy, they're breakable. I mean, your mind already assumes and knows that they're breakable. And so therefore it gives you that back door. It gives you that out. But then set your intentions. What are your intentions for the year? Not just I'm going to meet this goal, but think about something in your life that you know you need a shift, right? I need this shift. I'm going to stop being so negative. That's my intention. I'm going to be a more positive person. My intention, I'm going to, you know, do more for my community. I'm going to be a community leader. I'm going to put myself out there into the community. Just like I'm going to be a more true, authentic person to myself. I'm going to be more authentic to myself. You know, and that's the intention that I have. That's the intention I'm setting for myself. And so if you continue to do that, it's something that you just sort of keep with you all the time. This is my intention. Am I living my life in alignment with my intention? And if I'm not, then I need to adjust, right? And so I think that that's a really important step for anybody in growth and any moving forward in your life, doing better things with yourself in your life and in your family, right? Maybe that will be your intention. I'll be more centered around my family. Maybe I work too much and I need to be more present with my family. That's my intention, to be more present with my family. And then from that intention, then you can set goals. My intention is to be more present with my family. My goal is to every Friday night, we will have family game night and spend time together so that we can start developing a better relationship, whatever it is, right? Those are how you sort of make change and bring about change in your life. But you can't just set goals for yourself without realizing that if you haven't met them before, and again, same thing with resolutions. If you haven't made your if you make the same resolution every year, I'm going to quit smoking, you clearly are not going about it the right way because you're still having to set the same resolution every single year. So change your intentions, set your intentions, and then build your goals around those, and they will help each other, right? Your goals will help you keep your intention. Your intentions will help you meet your goals. And that is how you bring about change. That is how you make those things happen for yourself. So I hope that this podcast has been helpful for you. I hope you enjoyed it. If you stuck it out, especially if you're a Trump supporter, I appreciate that. And I love you anyway, obviously. But in all seriousness, I understand the basis and the reason behind it. I'm not going against the reasoning, or everybody has the reasons that they do what they do. Your reasons in life and the things that brought you to your place, to where you voted for Trump, are totally different than mine, right? Where I refused to vote for Trump. But I can appreciate that and I understand it. I may not agree, and I might not fully, totally be able to put myself in your shoes, but I do understand that it's different for everybody. And you basically are doing what you feel is best for you in your life to try and help your life, right? Like, the things that, you know, were set out when Obama was president maybe didn't affect other people exactly the same way they affected me. I know they didn't. In the end, for the better part, most people, you know, are just trying to do what they feel is best for themselves and their families, right? To better their lives. So I get that. And again, that's part of my intention, to try and come at it with those type of eyes, right? To try and see it from that point of view. I'm not always going to agree with everybody who supported Trump, just like they're not going to always agree with me, but I can still be respectful and understanding and realize that there's a reason for whatever's going on with them that causes them to support him, right? And again, my intention is to try and be more understanding and hopeful and taking that deep breath and hoping. So anyway, I hope that you guys enjoyed this. Please, like I said, feel free to go to thesinglemomblog.com. You can download that free planner. It's on the sidebar of pretty much every post, I think, on the blog. If you want that, it's totally free. Doesn't cost you anything. And yeah, I hope you have a wonderful week. And yeah, we'll talk to you soon. Take care. Thanks for joining me today for the Single Mom Success Podcast. Be sure to follow us on all our social media platforms, and if you haven't subscribed to our newsletter yet, head on over to thesinglemomblog.com to make sure you never miss out on our most recent posts and podcasts. Thanks again, and never forget, you rock.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.